On the eve of the World Cup, we spoke to a senior correspondent for TV2 in Denmark, Rasmus Tantholt. Rasmus had just been apologised to by the Qatar Supreme Committee for an incident you may recall when he was stopped from broadcasting in the middle of a live cross back to Denmark, set against a perfectly bland and non-controversial backdrop.
No. We don't need permit. But listen. You can break the camera. So you're threatening us by smashing the camera.
And in that first chat with Rasmus, he told us of the pathos of migrant workers living in poor conditions, but nevertheless buying tickets to the games because they can finally see the world's greatest teams. Rasmus, it turns out, was in the thick of it again when trouble broke out after the US-Iran game, and this time he was detained. This clip starts with an Iranian woman pleading to the camera, and Rasmus is remonstrating with police, trying to stop him filming.
Oh, my life freedom! My dictator! Oh, my life freedom!
This is crazy. I can film here. Okay. Why not? Of course I can. I'm a journalist. Of course I can film. Of course I can film. This is crazy. They are attacking people out there. They are attacking them. It's crazy. Small kids. It's crazy.
Rasmus Tantholt, good to talk to you again.
Thank you very much. Nice to talk to you.
How are they feeling in Denmark about going out to Australia, can you tell us?
Oh my God. I mean, they are devastated. They are disappointed. They are in disbelief. They don't understand what happened. And not actually because of Australia. I mean, they were playing their hearts out. It's the worst World Cup Denmark ever played.
Gee. I know, 70% possession, nothing to show for it. It was a sad night for you.
It was a very sad night. You know, in Denmark, we, of course, talked a lot about this World Cup and it's in Qatar. Should people boycott it or not? Should they watch it on telly at all? Or shouldn't they? Should the Danish Football Association boycott it? Should the players boycott it and not attend? Now people are saying, well, they did that actually. They did boycott it. They didn't attend. They were not here.
Didn't show up is what you're saying. Well, at least you Danes did get to make a statement about human rights. You know, there was that.
Yes, and you know, that's another thing. If you make a statement about human rights and you if you want to show your values, then also show it on the pitch. If you want to point fingers, if you want to show your values, if you want to say that Qatar is a terrible place to host the World Cup, then show something on the pitch, show some heart, show some fight, show some tears. And that is another reason why, people in Denmark, they are embarrassed about what happened.
They think your team didn't show spirit, the Australians did. Does this mean you get to go home early or are you going to stay for the cup, the whole cup?
Well, I think I'm going to go home earlier, but maybe just for a small holiday. And then for the final, the World Cup final, I will be back. Ah. But that is also to evaluate this World Cup.
Yes, and that's...
It has been a very strange and special World Cup.
Yeah, let me ask you about that. Can you tell us what was going on after the USA-Iran game when you and your crew were out?
So what happened after the match was that some Iranians, they attacked other Iranians. Some people who support the regime in Iran attacked protesters who had T-shirts saying women, life, freedom, which is a slogan for these protesters in Iran. And we witnessed that. And we filmed that. And because we filmed that, we were detained by the Qatari police who, it looks like, support the Iranian regime, some people would say, and they want us to delete all our pictures. But, as a journalist, we want to film, of course, if people, they are getting attacked by other people. It's like, it's my job. But we refused to delete the pictures, and in the end, we were released. And it shows, of course, something about the regime and where this World Cup is being hosted.
Yeah, I saw a woman injured. Did it seem to you that the security people themselves should have stepped in to stop, the trouble between the Iranians and the protesters being beaten by supporters of the regime in Iran?
Yeah, the people who were the victims, the people who were attacked, it was the people who are against the regime in Iran, and they told me that they did not feel protected by the Qatari police. And some of the people who attacked these Iranians, it was people supporting the regime, obviously, and are accused of being sent by the regime to precisely attack the protesters, attack people who doesn't have the same opinion, and also keep an eye on them. Who are they? Are they living in Iran? And if they come back to Iran, they will recognize them, and I don't know what kind of penalty they will get. So people, they were really, really afraid, and they thought outside the stadium, who's going to protect us? And that was why they asked me, please keep on filming, please keep on filming, because if you film this, maybe they won't do anything to us, because we don't believe in the Qatari police. If that's, you know, maybe they could believe them, I don't know, but that was what they told me.
Yeah.
So what are your impressions of the Cup now? I mean, last time we chatted with you, we talked about all the issues around it, which everybody knows. What's your sense of how well it's going in Qatar from what you've seen, Rasmus?
Well, you know, I think that there has been a lot of criticism. And I think you also have to be fair as a journalist and balanced, and also sometimes go against the stream, go against what everyone is talking about sometimes, because, you know, often the world is more complex as it seems. And one of the great things about this World Cup, I must say, is that it is in a very small place. And the good thing about that, every day I meet fans, football fans from 32 nations. I mean, people are gathering about their common passion, football. Last time in Russia, sometimes we had to travel 2,000 miles to watch a football match, and we only met the fans from the people, from the team that we were playing against. Here, everyone is together. We are all here in the same city. That is actually very, very amazing. And when it comes to the organizing, everything is smooth. It's well organized. It's working. And then, of course, on the opposite, you have all the criticism about human rights, about migrant workers' working conditions, and all these things. But the organization and the party is here. Maybe not a party that we have in New Zealand or Denmark, where we love to drink beers in the streets and have a good time. But, you know, people, they actually manage to have a party without alcohol. And you can buy alcohol in many places. And it just seems that this is a World Cup also that makes a lot of people in the Muslim world extremely proud. They're so proud of hosting a World Cup thing. So there are a lot of bad things to say about working conditions, LGBT plus rights, and all kinds of stuff. But there's also positive things to say about this World Cup.
So you're in a place that's reflecting the complexities of the world as well, aren't you?
That is very true. And, you know, going down here, talking to people, going into the stadium, as some people did with a rainbow-colored armband, maybe, you know, it doesn't, you know, change anything at the moment. But maybe they will also reflect here, thinking about why is this so important for people coming from New Zealand, Denmark, United States, other places? Why is it so important? Maybe they have a point. And maybe that's better than just pointing fingers, boycotting, and, you know, avoiding coming. And they are so proud in the Muslim world, in the whole Arab world, that they are hosting this World Cup now. And it also means something. So, you know, there are many sides of this. And I'm not saying that Qatar definitely is not the perfect place to host the World Cup. But there are good things, there are bad things. And I guess that is how it is just in life in general.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how history views this World Cup and whether it was world-changing. That will be fascinating in the years ahead.
Yes, exactly. And one last point. Last time it was in Russia. Do we think that it helped a lot? Well, I will leave that up to the people who are listening.
Rasmus, very good of you to give us your time again late at night. And thank you so much for joining us. And all the best.
Oh, gosh, guys, that's a pleasure. It's a pleasure, guys. So thank you so much for calling me.
Rasmus Tandholt.